Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Cattle producers, you're invited to the Angus Commercial Cattlemen's Day, Friday, January 5th in Oklahoma City at Cattlemen's Congress. This event, hosted by the American Angus Association, is at the OKC Fairgrounds. It'll feature a pen and carload show, educational session, luncheon, and the National Angus Bull Sale and Herdsman Social. No registration is needed for this free-of-charge event as a part of Cattlemen's Congress. If you want to stay ahead of the curve in the cattle business, be at the Angus Commercial Cattlemen's Day, Friday, January 5th at Cattlemen's Congress.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
It's been a bittersweet Christmas here for 2023 with the untimely passage of Gerald Callahan, the president of Express Ranches for the last 27 years. By a lot of measurements, that's the premier seed stock operation in America. Gerald served in a lot of capacities over the years before going to Express. He served as executive VP of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association in the 90s. They say in their statement about Gerald, his vision for our industry and cattle acumen were unequaled, and he was truly a leader of leaders. Oklahoma Beef Council's Heather Buckmaster issued a statement. Gerald at one time served as the chairman of the Oklahoma Beef Council. She says he was more than a cattle industry leader. He was a visionary, a mentor, a larger-than-life presence who dedicated his life to advancing the interests of not just Oklahoma, but U.S. beef producers. And then there was a statement from the athletics director at Oklahoma State University. Gerald Callahan has been a regent since 2016 for the A&M Regents. Chad Weiberg, the athletic director at OSU, says, on behalf of OSU Athletics, we mourn the loss of Regent Callahan. He was a true competitor and liked to win. In fact, he was sharing with us proud stories of the national championship Oklahoma State University livestock judging teams just this last weekend at OSU's commencement. Of course, Gerald Callahan was a key player in bringing Cattlemen's Congress to reality 4 years ago during the midst of COVID. He and others stepped up and quickly put together Cattlemen's Congress, which has quickly become one of the premier cattle shows in North America. The fourth Cattlemen's Congress, in fact, starting this coming weekend. Gerald Callahan, we're going to miss you, my friend. Rapidly coming to the end of 2023, and we're getting some of those best of lists out there. One's an interesting one from MIT Technology Review. They have come up with the worst technologies of 2023, and one of them is lab-grown meat. Instead of killing the animals for food, they say, why not manufacture beef or chicken in a laboratory vat? That's the humane idea behind lab-grown meat. Problem, though, is making the stuff at large scale. Their Exhibit A is Upside Foods. The startup is based in Berkeley, California. They've raised more than a half $1 billion, been showing off rows of big gleaming steel bioreactors. But the problem is they're not producing their flagship whole textured chicken fillets in those bioreactors, but instead they're doing them in much smaller laboratory flask and then pushing the various pieces of meat together to produce a very high-priced product that simply can't compete with the real thing. Sorry about that, Upside. You've got farm news on Ron.
The 2024 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 22nd through the 24th in Wichita, Kansas. And early bird pricing is available now until January 5th. Leading no-till producers Jay Feuer and Barry Fisher will keynote. No-Till on the Plains is the premier no-till conference in America. Besides the main winter conference, there are also two soil health workshops, the AIM Symposium, and Jumpstart Your System on January 22nd. Go to notill.org for details and register now.
That's your Farm and Ranch News. I'm Ron Hayes.